Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have 30 degrees here at the KJN studios. We look for some areas of fog early here today, otherwise partly cloudy and warmer, with west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 and a high of 45. Tonight, fair to partly cloudy and a low of around 30. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in state and local news here on KJAN. In an update to an earlier report, Council Bluffs Police on Friday afternoon identified a suspect who had fled from police during a traffic stop on Thursday night. Authorities say 57-year-old Jerry Dean Phipps of Council Bluffs was charged with OWI first offense, eluding, disobedience to a police officer, reckless driving, and possession of drug paraphernalia. In the original notes from the PD, a traffic stop at around 9 p.m. Thursday in Council Bluffs resulted in a brief pursuit and that driver being taken into custody. Authorities say after an officer stopped the vehicle for a simple traffic violation, the driver, later identified as 57-year-old Jerry Dean Phipps, was expected to be intoxicated, and police officers called for backup. Before the second officer could arrive, Phipps fled in the vehicle westbound on 2nd Avenue until hitting stop sticks that were deployed at 28th Street. The vehicle continued to elude officers heading southbound on 28th Street and eastbound on 9th Avenue. And in the 1300 block of 9th Avenue, officers performed a pit maneuver on the vehicle, causing it to slide off the road into a business parking lot. When Phipps refused to exit the vehicle, a less-than-lethal beanbag shotgun was deployed, and the vehicle window was shot out. A police canine was on the scene, but Phipps became cooperative and exited the vehicle on his own power. He was taken into custody without further incident. Sheriff's deputies in Page County on Thursday arrested a Council Bluffs man on three Page County warrants. 31-year-old Nathan Andrew Wilcoxon was taken into custody at the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office on warrants of violation of probation. Wilcoxon was transported to the Page County Jail and held on $45,000 bond pending further court proceedings. Sheriff's deputies in Page County on Friday arrested 26-year-old Tyler Jacob Broadway of Clarinda on numerous Page County warrants. The warrants were for stalking, domestic abuse, assault by impeding the flow of air or blood, theft in the fourth degree, false imprisonment, and three counts of violation of a no-contact protective order. Broadway was being held in the Page County Jail without bond pending future court proceedings. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office has posted reports on several arrests and prisoner transfers in and out from the past week. Some of those most recent arrests included on Thursday, 27-year-old Mary Denine Likely of Omaha, Nebraska, charged with assault causing bodily injury or mental illness following a fight that occurred at the jail. 32-year-old Jason Troy Riddle was arrested on Wednesday for OWI first offense following a traffic stop on I-80 in Council Bluffs. Dispatch reported that Riddle's vehicle was traveling east in the westbound lanes near the 1/10th mile marker. It was stopped near the mile marker 12 and the arrest was made. In addition to the OWI charge, Riddle was cited for reckless driving and driving on the wrong side of a roadway. And on Sunday, 24-year-old Anthony Michael McCoy of Avoca was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. McCoy was a passenger in a vehicle pulled over in Avoca. Police in Council Bluffs report two suspects who were allegedly involved in an assault on Thursday morning were arrested on Class C felony charges of willful injury. Multiple witnesses reported seeing both suspects, 19-year-old Hunter Dunn and 21-year-old Thomas Smith, both of Council Bluffs, run up to 60-year-old Adolph Phillips Jr. of Council Bluffs and begin punching him. After Phillips was knocked to the ground, he was then repeatedly kicked in the head and body until he lost consciousness. He was taken to a Council Bluffs hospital and treated for non-life-threatening injuries and then released. The incident happened near North 17th Street and West Broadway Street at around 9:36 a.m. While officers were en route to the call, several witnesses called into the Pottawatomie County Comm Center and relayed information to dispatchers about the suspect's description, direction of travel as they left the area on foot, and the victim's condition. The Council Bluffs Police Department would like to thank the citizens of Council Bluffs for helping them with that case. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports six people were arrested on drug and other charges following the execution of a search warrant on Thursday in Lenox. Authorities say Taylor, Adams, and Ringgold County deputies executed a search warrant at 200 West Grove Street in Lenox in connection with an ongoing theft investigation in Adams County. Officials report as a result, the following persons were arrested on charges listed. 38-year-old Abraham Schwears and 46-year-old Lynette Huber, both of Lenox, were charged with a gathering where controlled substances are used. Their cash bonds were set at $5,000 each, pending an appearance before the magistrate. 24-year-old River Pekka Nichols of Lenox was charged with possession of stolen property, possession of a firearm by a felon, possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance marijuana, two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of counterfeit money, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, possession of a Schedule II controlled substance, and also was held in without bond until seen by a magistrate. And 31-year-old Melissa Christie of Lenox was also charged with possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of counterfeit money, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, possession of a Schedule II controlled substance, and additionally was wanted out of Page County on an outstanding warrant for probation violation on an original charge of operating while intoxicated. She was taken to the Page County jail by Taylor County deputies to be held. After her release from Page, she'll be transferred to Taylor County and held without bond until seen by a magistrate. Also, 31-year-old Zachary Haley of Villisca was arrested on an outstanding Adams County warrant for multiple probation violations on an original charge of a gathering where controlled substances are used. Haley was transferred to Adams County and held without bond until seen by a magistrate. And 38-year-old Michael Hughes of Lenox was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Hughes was being held on $1,300 cash bond until seen by a magistrate. Additional charges are pending in that ongoing narcotics distribution investigation. Police in Des Moines have identified three people found shot to death inside a duplex on the southeast side of Des Moines. Police said 19-year-old Devontae Swanks, 16-year-old Malachi Swanks, and 15-year-old Thane Wright appear to have died of gunshot wounds. Police said Devontae Swanks and Malachi Swanks were brothers and lived in the home at 619 East Hackley, and Wright was a friend who was visiting. He's also from Des Moines. Officers and medics responding to a report about a shooting found the bodies at around 11:30 p.m. Thursday. No arrests have been made. The incident remains under investigation. And taking a look at some other news here this morning as well from around the state, the Iowa Supreme Court has ruled that the water body billed as the state's largest private lake isn't really private. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson has this report.
Jeffrey Myers was stopped in July of 28 by conservation officers patrolling Lake Panorama after they noticed he was illegally displaying blue lights on his pontoon boat. The officers determined Myers was drunk and charged with boating while intoxicated. Myers claimed the officers did not have jurisdiction because Lake Panorama near Panora is the state's largest private lake, and signs around the lake make that claim. Iowa Supreme Court, though, ruled the northwest side of the lake is accessible via the Middle Raccoon River. That means the lake is not private. They upheld the charge against him. I'm Dar Danielson.
And that is that latest ruling there. So that also brings into question the whether or not private lakes around the state are considered accessible to the public. And in other news, we've heard for weeks about the high risk for more flooding in Iowa once the snow starts to melt this spring. But one forecaster says all of that water in the soil may actually help bring about a cooler summer. Doug Cluck, the region's climate service director at the National Weather Service in Kansas City, says the saturated soil will prevent much in the way of rapid heating.
It's hard to get hot if we have a lot of soil moisture. So once the plants and things start growing and evapotranspirating, my famous word, once that starts happening more and more, yes, some of that moisture gets sucked out of the soils, but that moisture also goes into the air and makes it harder to warm up and keeps things relatively cool.
While some climate models are hinting at a very warm weather pattern developing by midsummer, Cluck says drought chances will stay low.
In some of those places that are super wet right now, chances of them going into a really bad drought are lower than normal, and chances of them having a hotter than normal summer are lower than normal as of right now as well.
Some Iowa communities saw the flooding start last March along the with repeated bouts of high water throughout 2019. A number of residents in parts of southwest Iowa and the Missouri River Valley haven't been able to return to their homes in 10 months. That's a look at some of the latest in news here on KJN. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Melvin Easton, age 85, of Macedonia, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Melvin Easton will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Les Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Elaine Teague, age 67, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Elaine Teague will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Cockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Michael Shane Trotter, age 40, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at home. Graveside services for Michael Shane Trotter will be held on Friday at 3 p.m. at the Menlo Cemetery. Roland Funeral Service Atlantic has the arrangements. And Jim Bass, age 68, of Adele and formerly of Greenfield, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Jim Bass are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.